Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Beya Daf Tezvav, the end of the first parak Beis Shnol Dami Yantav, and the beginning of the second parak Yantav. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Yid Dalad Amud Beis concluded. Zeakol, this is the rule regarding what can be sent as gifts to others in Yantav. Koshi Neosim Bobi Yantav, whatever may be used on Yantav. The Gemara here relates that Rav Sheshes permitted the Rabbanan to send tefillin in Yantav. A bias Rav Sheshes how tefillin can be sent when the Mishnah states that only what may be used on Yantav may be sent, and tefillin are not worn on Yantav. Rashi brings the Gemara in Erev and Daf Tzadivav Amud Alf that states that while tefillin are worn during the week as a sign between the Jew and Hashem, no external sign is needed on Shabbos and Yantav since these days themselves constitute a sign. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah means to say, Koshin Osim Bo Bechol Meshalkin Osom B'Yantav. Whatever may be used even on a weekday, we may send it on Yantav. The Rashba explains that despite the fact that tefillin have no Yantav use, the mere sending and receiving of gifts makes a person joyful and are thus considered a Yantav need. Pointing to the opening mission of the second parak states that when Yantav falls on Erev Shabbos, a person may not cook on Yantav primarily for Shabbos, but he may cook for Yantav, and if he left over any food, what he left over may be used for Shabbos. Va'osa tavshil me'erev Yantav v'somach olav v'Shabbos. And one may prepare a cooked dish prior to Yantav and designate it as a ruvi tavshilin and rely on it for Shabbos. And a ruvi tavshilin permits one to cook on Yantav for Shabbos without restriction. The Gemara asked what the reason is that the Rabbanan instituted the requirement of a ruvi tavshilin. And Rava said, Kedei sheyuvor mana yafu l'Shabbos and mana yafu l'Yantav, so that one will remember to set aside a proper portion of food for Shabbos and a proper portion for Yantav. Rashi explains that setting aside the Eruvi Tavshilin will help him remember Shabbos and not consume all the food on Yantav. Rav Ashi said, Kadesh Yomru ein ofim in Yantav Shabbos, kal v'chomer min Yantav v'chol. So that people will say to themselves, if we may not bake on Yantav even for Shabbos, unless the preparations were begun before Yantav, then certainly we may not bake on Yantav for weekday use at all. And pointing me through, the Gemara brings a brace that Rabbi Eliezer was sitting and darshing the entire day of Yantav, and as very groups of Talmudim left to go to their sudos, he criticized them, saying, for they forsake eternal life and engage in temporary needs. The Gemara asks, Vahad Simchas Yantav mitzvah? But Simchas Yantav is a mitzvah, and answers that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Simchas Yantav rishus. Simchas Yantav is optional, for it was hot in a brisa. Rabbi Eliezer says that a person has no specific chiv on Yantav, rather, he may eat and drink, or he may sit and study. Or Yeshua says, Chalkeu, divide the day. Chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'Hashem. Half of it should be used in the service to Hashem through learning, and half of it should be used for yourselves through eating and drinking. The Gemara asks what is meant by the pasuk Rabbi Eliezer brought. Ki chervas Hashem hi ma'uzchem, for the joy of Hashem is your security. Rabbi Yochanan said in Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Yisrael, Banai levu lai v'kadshu kedushas ayom, v'aminu bi v'ani poreya. My sons, borrow on my account and properly sanctify the holiness of the day and trust in me, and I will repay your loans. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The last Mishnah Daf Yid Dalad Amud Beis concluded, Zehakol, this is the rule regarding what can be sent as gifts to others on Yantav. Koshin Neosim Bo B'Yantav, whatever may be used on Yantav. The Gemara here relates Rav Sheshes permitted the Rabban to send tefillin on Yantav. A bias Rav Sheshes how tefillin can be sent when the Mishnah states that only what may be used on Yantav may be sent, and tefillin are not worn on Yantav. Rashi brings the Gemara in Erev and Daf Tzadivav Amud Alf that states that while tefillin are worn during the week as a sign between the Jew and Hashem, no external sign is needed on Shabbos and Yantav since these days themselves constitute a sign. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah means to say, Koshin Neosim Bo Bechol Meshalkin Osom B'Yantav. Whatever may be used even on a weekday, we may send it on a Yantav. The Rashba explains that despite the fact that tefillin have no Yantav use, the mere sending and receiving of gifts makes a person joyful and are thus considered a Yantav need. Pointing to the opening mission, the second parak states that when Yantav falls on Erev Shabbos, a person may not cook on Yantav primarily for Shabbos, but he may cook for Yantav, and if he left over any food, what he left over may be used for Shabbos. Va'osa tavshim me'erev Yantav v'somach olav v'Shabbos. And one may prepare a cooked dish prior to Yantav and designate it as his Eruvi Tavshilin and rely on it for Shabbos. And Eruvi Tavshilin permits one to cook on Yantav for Shabbos without restriction. The Gemara asks what the reason is that the Rabbanan instituted the requirement of a ruvi tavshilin, and Rava said, Kedei sheyuvor mana yafu l'Shabbos u'mana yafu l'Yantav, so that one will remember to set aside a proper portion of food for Shabbos and a proper portion for Yantav. Rashi explains that setting aside the ruvi tavshilin will help remember Shabbos and not consume all the food on Yantav. Rav Ashi said, Kedei sheyomru ein ofim Yantav u'Shabbos kal v'chomer miYantav v'chol, so that people will say to themselves, if we may not bake on Yantav, even for Shabbos, unless the preparations were begun before Yantav, then certainly we may not bake on Yantav for weekday use at all. And pointing me through, the Gemara brings a brace of Rabbi Eliezer was sitting and darshing the entire day of Yantav, and as very groups of Talmudim left to go to their sudos, he criticized them. For they forsake eternal life and engage in temporary needs. The Gemara asks, "V'ha simchas yantiv mitzvahi?" But simchas yantiv is a mitzvah, and it answers that Rabbi Yezer holds that simchas yantiv reshus, simchas yantiv is optional. For it's taught in a brace from Rabbi Yezer says that a person has no specific chiyuv on yantiv. Rather, he may eat and drink, or he may sit and study. Yeshua says, "Chelkeu, divide the day, chetzi l'Hashem, v'chetzi l'Hashem. Half of it should be used in service to Hashem through learning; half of it should be used for yourselves through eating and drinking." The Gemara asks, what is meant by a pasuk that Rabbi Elazar brought? Ki cheres Hashem hi ma'uzchem, for the joy of Hashem is your security. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Yisrael, Banai libu alai v'kadshu kedushas hayom, v'aminu bi v'ani poreim. My sons, borrow my account and properly sanctify the holiness of the day, and trust in me, and I will repay your loans. All right, so now we go to a simur daf tezvav, and our standard simon is a fruit bowl. And the reason we get to a fruit bowl is because tezvav reminds us of Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat, we eat fruit. And for some reason, it's easier to work with a fruit bowl than it is with specific types of fruit, at least for me. So we're using a fruit bowl as our siman. So here goes. The Baal HaBas, who was sent to fill in an empty fruit bowl by a friend, placed it next to his Eruvi Tevshilim, which was also set aside in a fruit bowl, and went back to enjoy his lavish Yantav Suda that he borrowed money to pay for, to be Mekadosh the day. Once again, in slow motion. The Baal HaBas, who was sent to fill in an empty fruit bowl, that must mean we're on Dab Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat. The Baal HaBas was sent to fill in an empty fruit bowl by a friend, which reminds the last Mishnah on Daf Yud Daladam Beis concluded, Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule regarding what can be sent as gifts to others on Yantav, Kol Shenei Usim Bo B'Yantav, whatever may be used on Yantav. The Gemara here relates that Rav Sheshes permitted the Rabban to send tefillin on Yantav. Rabbi asked Rav Sheshes how tefillin could be sent when the Mishnah states that only what may be used on Yantav may be sent, and tefillin are not worn in Yantav. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah means to say, Kol Shenei Usim Bo B'Chol Meshalkin Oso B'Yantav, whatever may be used even on a weekday, we may send it on a Yantav. The Rashba explains that despite the fact that tefillin have no Yantav use, the mere sending and receiving of gifts makes a person joyful and are thus considered a yunt of need. So the Baal HaBas, who was sent tefillin in an empty fruit bowl by a friend, placed it next to his Eruvi Tevshilim, which was also set aside in a fruit bowl. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the second parak introduces the institution of Eruvi Tevshilim, which permits one to cook on Yantav or Shabbos without restriction. The Gemara asks what the reason is. The Rabban instituted the requirement of Eruvi Tevshilim, and Rabbah said, Kadeshi Yivor Mana Yafu Shabbos Mana Yafu Yantav, so that one will remember to set aside a proper portion of food for Shabbos and a proper portion for Yantav. Rashi explains that setting aside the Eruv Tevshilim will help him remember Shabbos and not consume all the food on Yantav. Rav Ashi said, Kedei Sheyomru, Ein Open Mi Yantav with Shabbos, Kal Vachomer Mi Yantav V'Chol. So that people will say to themselves, if we may not bake on Yantav even for Shabbos, unless the preparations were begun before Yantav, then certainly we may not bake on Yantav for weekday use at all. So the Baal HaBas, who was sent filling in an empty fruit bowl by a friend, placed it next to his Eruv Tevshilim, which was also set aside in a fruit bowl, and went back to enjoy his lavish Yantav Suda that he borrowed money to pay for, to be Mekadosh the day. Which reminds us that we have a Malchus, Rabbi Elazar says that a person has no specific chiyuv on Yantav, rather he may eat and drink, or he may sit and study. Rabbi Yeshua says, Chelkeu, divide the day, Chetzi L'Hashem, V'Chetzi L'Hashem. Half of it should be used in service to Hashem through learning, and half of it should be used for yourselves through eating and drinking. And the Pasuk, Ki Chedves Hashem Hi Ma'uzchem, for the joy of Hashem is your security, teaches that Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Yisrael, Banai, Levu Alai, V'Kadshu Kedushas Hayom, my sons, borrow on my account and properly sanctify the holiness of the day and trust in me, and I will repay your loans. So once again, the Baal HaBas, who was sent tefillin in an empty fruit bowl by a friend, placed it next to his Eruv Tevshilim, which was also set aside in a fruit bowl, and went back to enjoy his lavish Yantav Suda that he borrowed money to pay for, to be Mekadosh the day. All right, now it's time for a four blah back Chazara. Daf Yadolf, so the Simon Daf Yadolf is stars. So here goes. The cute little bird leaving a trail of tiny stars. Stars? That must mean we're on Daf Yadolf. The cute little bird leaving a trail of tiny stars wherever it went was too scared to turn the corner to the neighboring dovecot, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Yadolf Beis Day that if doves were inside the pigeonhole when one designated them before Yantav, but the only doves he found in Yantav were on the ledge in front of the pigeonhole, they are prohibited. However, if before Yantav there were no birds there in the vicinity of the dovecot except these, then they are permitted. The Gemara clarifies the last case is where there is another pigeonhole within 50 amos, but could go into Kaim of a Karen Zabis. However, it's located on the other side of the corner of the building. The Mishnah is coming to teach that a young bird will only continue to hop as long as it can turn around and see its pigeonhole. So the cute little bird leaving a trail of tiny stars wherever it went was too scared to turn the corner of the neighboring dovecote. So it turned back and crossed over a hide that was spread out for people to trample on, which reminds the Gemara why it's permitted to spread hides but not to spread chalev. If there's an equal concern if they were prohibited, people might refrain from shechting and yantim. The Gemara answers then, in the case of the hide, it's not evident that it was spread out for tanning, because it's also fit for sitting on. People assume the Rabbanim permitted it for sitting. But in the case of the chalev, people say spreading it out would prevent spoilage. And they'll say, what difference does it make if I salt it or spread it out? And they'll come to salt chalev on Yantiv, which is a derisive prohibition. So the cute little bird leading the trail of tiny stars wherever it went was too scared to turn the corner to the neighboring dovecote. So it turned back and crossed over a hide that was spread out for people to trample on and was in front of a vendor that was putting back his window shutters. Which reminds us, Ula said, Shoshidvarim hitiru sofa mishum tchilasan. There are three cases in which the Rabbanim permitted their final phase on account of their initial phase. The first case is Orlifnei Adorsan, placing a hide where it'll be trampled on. If people are not allowed to spread a hide, they'll not shecht. The second case is replacing shutters of vendor stalls. If vendors have to leave their shutters open the entire day, they'll be reluctant to remove the shutters in the first place for people to purchase their needs for the Yantiv meal. And the third case is replacement of a dressing on the wound of a Kohen in the temple on Yantiv. If the Kohen is prohibited from replacing the bandage, he might choose to keep it on and refrain from performing the Avodah.
Daf Yud Beis. So the Zimmer Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes.
The parade of six brothers. Six brothers and the other. Well, six brothers mentioned later on. 12 brothers all together. That must be more on Daf Yud Beis. The parade of six brothers carrying the loving Sivri Torah and their little sisters who nurtures Rabbi on Yantiv, which reminds us, the next mission states, Beis Shammai say that we may not take out either a child, a luv, or a Sivri Torah from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabbi on Yantiv, Beis will permit it. Rashi explains that Beis Shammai hold that Hotzah on Yantiv is prohibited for non-food-related purposes. Rabbi Yitzhak Rav Dimi said that a bright to the thought of a person shechs, a donated ol on Yantiv is lash, must be Beis Shammai who does not hold a matoch. It's therefore forbidden to shecht an animal that will not be eaten. For if it was Beis Hillel who hold a matoch, since hotel was permitted for a food-related purpose, it's also permitted for a non-food-related purpose. And here too, they would say matoch. Since shechita was permitted for a food-related purpose, it's permitted when there's no food-related purpose, such as in this case of the ola. So the parade of six brothers carrying loving Sifrei Torah and their little sisters and Rishus Rabbi on Yantiv pass a man carrying a sign and warning passers-by not to carry on Shabbos. Which reminds us, Rabbi questioned Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Dimi's interpretation of the chokes between Beisham and Beisil and suggested Dilma be'erev ha'hotzel Shabbos vein erev ha'hotzel yomtiv kamufigay, that perhaps they disagree whether the institution of erev and the malach of ha'hotzel apply to Shabbos but not to Yantiv. Beisham may hold that erev and ha'hotzel apply to Yantiv as well, and therefore they prohibit carrying things not needed for food-related purposes. Whereas Beisil hold that erev and ha'hotzel do not apply to Yantiv, and therefore permit carrying out things not needed for food purposes, such as a child who over Sefer Torah. The Gemara brought the following pasuk as a possible support, and do not carry a burden from your home on the day of Shabbos. We can infer from here that only on Shabbos is Hotzah prohibited, but not on Yantiv. And since the Malchokas is limited to Hotzah on Yantiv, even Beis Hillel may agree that one who shechs a donated ol on Yantiv is Chayiv Malkas. And there is no basis for Rabbi Yisrael Bar Abdimi to say the Brisa is consistent with Beis Hillel. Rav Yosef challenges this explanation. So the parade of six brothers carrying a loving Sifrei Torah and their little sisters in Rishus Rabbim on Yantiv passed a man carrying a sign and warning passers-by not to carry on Shabbos, while the other six brothers delivered challah and a heavy load of meat matanos to the neighborhood Kohen. Which reminds us, there's Malchus Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whether one may deliver matanos and challah to a Kohen on Yantiv. Beis Shammai draws a comparison to Truma, which Beis Hillel rejects.
Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes.
The Ben Levi Bar Mitzvah boy, that must be more in Daf Yud Gimel. The Ben Levi Bar Mitzvah boy who proudly made wine from the Meiser grapes he was given to give Trumas Meiser, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, that a Ben Levi to whom they gave ears of grain for his Meiser, Osa Osengor, must make them fit for a granary, meaning he must completely process the wheat before separating Trumas Meiser. And similarly, if he's given grapes, he must make them to wine and olives, he must make them to oil, and then he separates Trumas Meiser from them and gives a Trumas Meiser to a Kohen. Shekashem Shetruma Gadol, and then he tells us, El Min Agor Min Yakev, for just as a Truma Gadol is not taken other than from the granary and from the wine press, Kach Trumas Meiser, and he tells us, El Min Agor Min Yakev, so true Trumas Meiser is not taken other than from the granary and the wine press. So the Ben Levi Bar Mitzvah boy, who proudly made wine from the Meiser grapes he was given to give Trumas Meiser, and knew to only give Trumas Meiser and not Truma Gadola from his Meiser, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Lakish said, Meiser Rishon Shekdimu Bishibalin Patrima Truma Gadola. Meiser Rishon, if one did the separation before separating Truma, while the grain was still in the ears, he's Patrim from Truma Gadola, as the Pasuk says in reference to Meiser Sheni, Reimosu Mimenu Truma Sashem, Meiser Mina Meiser, and you shall separate from it Hashem's Truma, a Meiser from the Meiser, which teaches us, Meiser Mina Meiser, Marti Lecha, Volo Truma Gadola, but Truma's Meiser Mina Meiser. I told you, referring to Levi, to separate a Meiser from a Meiser, meaning Truma's Meiser, and not both Truma Gadola and Truma's Meiser from the Meiser.
So the Ben Levi Bar Mitzvah boy who proudly made wine from the Meiser grapes he was given to give Trumas Meiser, and knew to only give Trumas Meiser and not Truma Gedor from his Meiser, had his guests peel off cups full of barley kernels to eat at a Shabbos Suda, which reminds us. The Gemara brought a mission from Meiser that ruled that one may not peel off barley kernels, collect them in his hand and eat them without first separating Meiser, yet the Gemara concluded, based on the practice of Rav and Rabbi Chia, that one may peel off and collect even cups full of kernels on Shabbos. Rav Sheshes Breid Ravidi explained the difference between the halakhas of Shabbos and Meiser in that regard to Shabbos, Malachas Machshevas Asur Torah. The Torah prohibited only calculated labor, meaning a professional activity. Although peeling off barley kernels by hand is considered the Gemara Malacha for Meiser, it's permitted on Shabbos, for it's not a Malachas Machshevas, a calculated professional labor. Daf Yadal. So the Simmer Daf Yadal is a hand, and we use often a juggler. So here goes. The juggler, that must be more Daf Yadalad. Yad, hand. The juggler masterfully juggling salt, spices, wood and stone pestles, which reminds the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel agree that crushing salt requires more of a shinui than crushing spices. And Rav Huna and Rav Chisda offer different explanations. One said all cooked dishes need salt, but not all cooked dishes need spices, meaning that even a person did not know which dish he would cook before Yontif, he certainly knew that he would need salt, and therefore should have crushed salt before Yontif. The other one said, "Kol tavin mafigin tama, no melka ina mafiga tama." All spices begin losing their flavor after being crushed, but salt does not begin to lose its flavor after being crushed. And the nafka mina between the two explanations is when he knew before Yontif he was going to cook a dish that required spices, or in a situation that he decided to cook a dish on Yontif with marika saffron, which does not lose any flavor after being crushed. So the juggler masterfully juggling salt, spices, wood and stone pestles, while doing borer of psolus from kidneys, which reminds us the next Mishnah states that if one wants to separate a mixture of kidneys and psolus, such as earth and straw, on Yontif, Beis Shammai say, borer ochel va'ochel, he must separate the food from the psolus and eat it. He may not separate the psolus from the food, because Beis Shammai prohibit borer on Yontif as well, even when it's for food preparation. Beis Hillel say, borer kadarko, he separates in the usual manner by taking the psolus from the food. According to Beis Hillel, borer is permitted on Yontif because it's a malacha that may be performed in preparation for food. So the juggler masterfully juggling salt, spices, wood, and stone pestles while doing borer of psolus from kidneys was touched when his neighbor sent him a cow as a present, along with wine and oil on Yontif. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Beis Shammai say, Ein mishalchim yontif el manos. We may not send presents on Yontif with the exception of readied portions. Rashi explains that only food ready to be eaten and not commonly left over until the next day may be sent to friends. But Beis Hillel say that we may send animals, beasts, and fowl, whether alive or shechted, as well as wines, oils, fine flowers, and kidneys, but not grain. Since grinding the grain could have been done before Yontif without detracting from its taste, it's prohibited to be done. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman, Zichron, wishing a great day and great learning.